February 10th, 1901. Obedience has an extremely long sight, while love of self is very much short-sighted. As my adorable Jesus continued to come, he made himself seen with eyes refulgent with most vivid and most pure light. I remained enchanted and surprised before that dazzling light. And Jesus, on seeing me so enchanted, unable to tell him anything, said to me, "My beloved, obedience has an extremely long sight, and surpasses the very light of the sun in beauty and in sharpness. In the same way, love of self is very much short-sighted, and so much so that it cannot take one step without tripping. And do not believe that this extremely long sight is possessed by those souls who go on always disturbed and in scrupulousness. Rather, this is the net that love of self weaves around them, which, being very short-sighted, makes them fall first, and then provokes in them a thousand disturbances and scruples, and what they have detested today with so many scruples and fears, they fall into again tomorrow, to the point that their living is reduced to being always immersed in this artificious net, which love of self knows well how to weave around them. This, unlike the extremely long sight of obedience, which is killer of the love of self. Her sight is so very long and clear that immediately she foresees where she might slip, and with generous heart she abstains from it and enjoys the holy freedom of the children of God. And just as darkness draws more darkness, so does light draw more light. And this light arrives at drawing to itself the light of the Word, and uniting together they weave the light of all virtues. Surprised on hearing this, I said, "Lord, what are you saying? To me, it seems that that scrupulous way of living is sanctity." And he, with a more serious tone, added, "On the contrary, I tell you that this is the true mark of obedience, while that is the true mark of love of self. And that way of living moves me more to indignation than to love. In fact, when it is the light of truth that allows one to see one's fault, be even the slightest, there should be some emendation. But since it is the short sight of the love of self, it does nothing but keep them oppressed, having no development on the path of true sanctity."